This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It's one day before the draft. Brown sitting right now on the clock at number two. I'm Jeff Phelps, my partner, Andy Baskin.
Don't miss a moment from earlier in our show or any of our local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montrosefordakron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. There you go. So easy, so simple. In fact, before you go to social media and say something that we didn't say or didn't listen, you can go back and you can hear exactly what we did say, so you're not a jerk online.
Well, Dan, why does he torment himself?
There's only one thing that makes Jeff Phelps mad on this show, and you know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
What is the one thing that makes Jeff Phelps mad on this
show? People who tell me something I said and I didn't say it.
And try to say
free food.
Lack of free food. Ooh, I mean, that was supposed to be one of the perks of this gig. It has not really materialized.
I came downstairs because a lot of our great account executives are down here, and I was like, oh, it's Wednesday. Isn't it Wing Wednesday down here?
And what'd they say?
And they're like, well, yeah.
And they said, who are you?
No, they said, yeah, you get one wing, just one singular. That's it. And I was like, okay, cool. They're like, but we ran out, so you're done. Just Wing Wednesday. And, you know, they were talking about Taco Tuesday. They have a fiesta down here. It's awesome.
That's wonderful news. I wouldn't know. Never invited. Kevin Stefanski is going into, does this surprise you? You're number six as head coach of the Browns.
That's a
pretty good run.
How many years did we come on the air, Jeff, and just say, can we just get some stability? Can we quit going through coaches?
A little continuity.
So, yeah.
The question is he the right guy? And I still think that that's a question that needs an answer.
Is he like a current college football player that got a sixth or seventh year because of COVID? He's been able to extend his career out that way?
No. But what I do wonder is this, and we again hope to hear from Kevin coming up here during the show.
He does have two seasons of playoffs.
My question is this. I think this is absolutely a make or break season for Kevin. I wonder how successful the Browns have to be for him to return for a seventh season. And I think the key is this. In his first 4 years, the Browns won 11, then 8, then 7, then 11 games. And you thought, oh, yeah, we've got our guy. So much so that you gave him a contract extension. Because two of his four seasons, you made the playoffs and you won 11 games.
Right.
And you kind of thought you're on your way. And then last
year, you have an
year,
adult in the room running the show.
Yeah, and then last year you win three games. And I give the Haslams credit for not just flat out saying, oh, three games from 11, you're done. I give them credit for that. But now Kevin, I think, has to go out and win a certain number of games or show significant improvement, Andy.
Give me the number.
I can't put a number on significant improvement.
7 or 8 would be significant improvement. You double your win total from a year ago.
But is 7 or 8 enough to give the guy a seventh season? I personally think he's a good coach. And I know a lot of folks disagree with that. I think Kevin is a good coach. I don't know what happened last year. I can chalk it up to this. And I don't know if this is the answer, but I can chalk it up to this. Wow, we have Deshaun Watson. It hasn't worked out very well so far. We need to change things to cater to the quarterback. Van Pelt, you're out. Ken Dorsey, you're in. We're going to pass like crazy. Uh-oh, that's not working. And that's not working in a big, big way. And Kevin didn't take the hit for that. Ken Dorsey did. You could make the argument, well, Deshaun didn't take the hit for it. Deshaun got hurt.
I think Jimmy Haslam is taking the hit for Deshaun.
But as Mike Florio once wrote, how does an owner take a hit?
Mike
said, hold me accountable. Or Jimmy Haslam said, hold me accountable. Mike Florio, who was with us at 11:20, and if you missed that, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app, 92throughthefan.com. Mike didn't say this today, but Mike wrote a story. How does any owner get held accountable? What are you going to do, not go to the game? Not follow the team? Of course you're going to go to the game, and of course you're going to follow the team. So you really can't hold an owner accountable.
Sure, I think you can.
I don't think
you can. How about having an owner that holds himself accountable? Because I think
that's fine, because that might be the case.
I think
Barry are still here.
Twice I think he's held himself accountable at the quarterback issue.
One on Johnny?
Yep, one on Johnny, and now one on Deshaun.
I think that might be true.
And with the Johnny thing, I think they finally said, we got to get through. You know, everyone talks about, what if Baker Mayfield? What if Brian Hoyer? And I know Hoyer ended up making the playoffs somewhere else, but and didn't have a fantastic showing in the playoffs, but still made it. Still took his team to a place. Like, we were going in the right direction, and all of a sudden becoming relevant and being able to sell jerseys and having somebody that was just this train wreck of a sideshow, of a circus, and I mean, again, it put the Browns on the map. There was no question about that. They were relevant. The problem was they were relevant for all the wrong reasons. And, you know, and if he walked into the room and said, yes, let's pull the trigger, why can't we come back up in the draft and get Johnny Manziel? This is going to be a great play. And then you heard Florio say he wasn't the only owner that was willing to do that at the time, and I'm sure he wasn't the only owner that was willing to go out on a limb for Deshaun Watson. There is no way if you go back and relive the whole Deshaun Watson from beginning to where we are right now, there is no way any owner would want to take on that responsibility ever again.
So,
and I think that if there's one thing that's happening here, they are learning patience in Berea, and it's something we didn't have before. Patience with the head coach, patience with ownership, knowing when it's the right time to stand out and say, we made a mistake, and you can hold me accountable for it. You may not like me for it, but I'm telling you, we made a mistake, and at the time, we thought it was right.
But how much patience are they going to show in year number?
Andrew Berry's back next year, don't you think? I think Berry's fine.
Oh, I don't think so.
He would have to whiff on every one of these picks, I think.
Which, Andy, he has shown he's capable of doing.
Look at the draft record.
He's not drafted well.
But I think they understand, and if the swing and a miss line is 100% correct, that Haslam is saying, look, let's reset. What's Paul DePodesta saying? What's
right,
going on in the background with him?
Let me go back to the original point.
Okay.
And the point is this. What does Stefanski have to do to see another season? This is going to be year number six.
It's easier to fire the coach than it is to fire the general manager, although
I think it's easy to fire anybody in the NFL in this day and age.
It seems easier, though, to fire
a coach.
But if you were ever going to fire a coach, weren't you going to fire him after three wins last year?
Well, but that's the point, though. And you just said, if the Haslams are holding themselves accountable, that means Kevin gets another year, and he's getting it this year after three wins.
Is it this year or next? Because you know as well as I do.
No, but hang on. It's this. And then Andrew Berry gets another year. Because if the Haslams are holding themselves accountable, they're taking the hit for Deshaun. Are they going to give these guys another year? And Jimmy Haslam said it, you know, we don't have to force feed quarterback. Okay. Does that immediately give these guys yet another year? Or do they have to show improvement with some combination of Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and young quarterback DeJour?
Yes.
I think they have to show improvement. And I also think Andrew Berry has to really get some guys in this draft. If he drafts a bunch of guys who don't perform.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Form as rookies, I think he's going to have a hard time being back.
If you go back and listen to what we've heard over the last couple weeks, again, I know it's NFL, not for long, and I could be wrong on this. He's a man that is talking with 24 months, not 12. He is definitely talking 24, not 12.
Well, that's before you play another season. After you play another season, you might not be thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I think that he can have the confidence thinking he's, especially if, Jeff, they're not taking a quarterback this year because they like the quarterbacks in next year's draft.
But again,
you could be sitting here next year with Arch Manning on your team, and if things fall apart after that, then for sure.
But that doesn't mean you can whiff on 11 draft picks this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. If he whiffs on 11, he'll probably be done too.
If he whiffs on six,
Jeff,
he might be done.
If he whiffs on 11 and they have another 1-2-0 win season, now you have Arch Manning.
Yeah,
and there's no one to stop you from getting it.
Who says Arch Manning is going to be the next stud?
It's right. We say that of everybody.
Right.
We say that of everybody.
Right.
But if ownership has their heart set on that, and if we lose this year and they benefit it for next year and find themselves in a better draft position, in a better year for quarterbacks, then maybe that's a win too.
We
don't know what we're hearing behind the scenes.
Yeah, except for this. If this season goes to you-know-what in a handbasket and they end up getting in a position to draft Arch Manning, are you going to trust a guy who just whiffed on all kinds of draft choices to put talent around him?
If the orders right now were to let – we're worried about the quarterback next year, what's the difference on what happens
because the
general manager?
Because you're drafting wide receivers and running backs and linemen and defensive – everything else. I think Andrew Berry has to have a good year. A good draft, or he's. I think if they both don't do good things, I don't think they're going to see a seventh season in Cleveland.
Here's what I think he has to do. Let's play it in the terms that we know. It's like a steak right now, okay? And all he needs to do is deliver the steak medium or better, depending on which way you like it. Me personally, I would like medium plus. Or maybe even medium.
Medium pus would be bad.
That would be
nasty. You don't want a pussy steak.
No, that would be bad, but we'd have the first pick in the draft if that was the case.
Dick is in Dayton. Hi, Dick.
Hey,
Dick.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We couldn't be finer.
I'm excited about this Cavaliers, but I want to say something, Jeff, to you about the Guardians.
Hey, Dick, we're talking football here, buddy. Come on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Dick, we love having you on the show. But
you got to stick with what we're talking about,
Dick. You got to be on board with what we're doing.
We love you. We love having you on. We love your enthusiasm.
Titus loves you. I mean, Titus loves you. Everyone, we all love you.
We're just kind of talking football here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Oh, no sorry needed.
We love you. We love you.
What do you think of Browns?
I do. I like it. I think, like I said, I'm going to change my mind and say Flacco is going to get us 11 victories. You heard it today.
God. Okay. Dick, I hope you're right.
Yeah, and I'm calling in this year, too.
All right, well, good. We appreciate it when you do.
We'll tell Titus. He'll be all excited.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, Dick, take care, buddy. There's Dick and Dayton.
Titus, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Chris Rose is going to be a very, very busy guy tomorrow. Works for the NFL Network, and he's doing the pregame, pre-draft pre-draft extravaganza. He's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps, so get ready. It'll be Chris Rose joining us.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.